because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. We're in hour number three of our program. I presume Dan is now sitting in our control room, ready to answer the phone when you call in, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Yes, Dan, the man, is sitting there, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. I want to take a minute, of course, to remind everybody that Republic Broadcasting is in the middle of a fundraising drive, the 1,000 Ounce of Silver fundraising drive. And if you don't have silver to send in, you can go to the republicbroadcasting.org website. There's a PayPal donation link. There's a mailing address in the contact page where you can send a check, money order, box tops, old lottery tickets that you never checked if you won or not, and just help us keep on the air and keep growing and reaching more and more people. Because with Triplegate out there savaging the credibility and trustworthiness of the United States government for all to see, millions of Americans who were blindly faithful and believing and trusting up to this very moment, they're now starting to ask really important questions. We need your help to help gather them in here to Republic Broadcasting, where they're going to find the answers they need to know. So just a reminder, 1,000 Ounce of Silver. All righty, I want to mention this little tiny story called Government by Eurocrats, the Olive Oil Dispenser Debacle. And it's a really trivial story, but it says a lot about how government behaves when it starts catering to corporate business interests. Now, if you go to Italian restaurants, they will usually have on the table these little refillable bottles of olive oil and balsamic vinegar, which you will put into a little dish and stir around. You dip your bread in. It's quite tasty. But apparently the European Union has now decreed that all olive oil and balsamic vinegar in Italian restaurants have to be served in a one-use only bottle, no more refillables. And what does this do? Well, it forces the restaurant to buy these use-once-throwaway bottles from the companies that are already set up to manufacture them. And these small olive oil and balsamic vinegar companies that are not set up to produce and use and distribute in these bottles are going to be cut out and shut down. And we see this all over the place, where government is outlawing things that you can make and use for yourself or produce easily to constrain you to go and buy things produced by large corporations to maximize their profits. We're seeing how government is coming down on small, organic, natural farmers. They're trying to drive them out of business, claiming that they can't guarantee the food is healthy, and they're forcing Monsanto's demon creations on us all. And it's not about science, and it's not about what's healthy for the consumer. It's all about propping up these giant corporations who are very generous campaign donors. And remember, the United States Congress is the finest government money can buy. And right now, these big corporations, they've got all the money, and we're seeing the effects of it. This is fascism, when government and financial interests are aligned together against the ordinary people. Seeing another story over in New York, just as we hit the summer season, the Department of Consumer Affairs in New York has sent notice to New York restaurants telling them they're not going to be allowed to have their little sidewalk seating areas unless they jump through a bunch of hoops. And the reason being that this will, of course, limit their business, and people who can't get a seat at their small neighborhood restaurant because the outside seating has now been shut down are going to go to the big corporate chain restaurants that have a lot more room. It's just another way of crushing down small businesses to favor the large corporations. We're going to take another break for commercials. Back with some phone calls after these words from our sponsors.
Wow. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And speaking of New York, coming out of that story about how you've got to close your sidewalk seating to throw the business to the big restaurant corporations, apparently the New York City Parks Department is under fire because they pressured female temporary part-time workers to strip and do pole dances at an agency holiday party in exchange for more permanent jobs. That's the deal in this current economy. People who've got the jobs to hand out, they feel they can take advantage of it. So these girls had gone to work part-time for the New York City Parks Department, and they were told that if they would get up and do a nude pole dance at this party, that they would get a more permanent job. Ah, those New Yorkers, what can I tell you? We're going to go to the phones here. Jonathan in Minnesota, thank you for waiting. Aloha, what's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. How are you? I was just curious your thoughts a little deeper on, let's say the financial collapse happens, whatever exactly that is, and we would go back to a public currency. I'm curious your thoughts more on details. Is that going specifically back to, like, precious metals, gold and silver base, or do you, could you expand on that more as far as where you think the best direction is to go with that, I guess?
Well, I think what we'll see in the immediate aftermath of a collapse is that local communities will simply issue their own currency. and medium of exchange. There's going to be a lot of bartering. I suggest strongly that people acquire what is called junk silver. These are the pre-1965 U.S. coins that are made of silver and copper and nickel, and simply use them at their face value. You don't need to do any conversions in your head, and those will be useful as units of exchange to get commerce going. Then as larger government entities start getting their act together, we'll go back to a government-issued currency that is spent into circulation to get the government what it needs, flows through commerce without accruing any interest, and then is taxed back at the end of the cycle in the same amount to balance the books. That is public currency as a public utility, and it could be based on precious metals. I'm not sure I would go that route, because we're already seeing the same money junkies whose paper currency destroyed the global economy. They're buying up the gold and silver as hard as they can. I think if we wanted a currency that was based on a unit of value, that we would either base it on an hour of labor. That worked for Germany when they got rid of their private central bank, turned Germany's economy around. It was called the German miracle, which is why all the other bankers tried to set up a global boycott of Germany to crush it out of existence. I still think the idea of a unit of energy as a basis for a currency. We talk about the electro, where the unit of currency is a kilowatt hour, which would not only give it a value base, but you've got a commodity that is universally recognized as being of value, and it can be created in abundant enough supply to guarantee abundant currency to everybody in society. Cannot be monopolized, cannot be manipulated the way gold and silver can be. And so I think that really we need to start thinking outside the box of precious metals as a foundation for a currency, because there's already a huge gold shortage. They can't even cover their gold futures commodities contracts right now. But whatever it is, I mean, let me share a story with you that came out of the Great Depression. Sure. There was this town in America, and I forget which one it was, but there was a guy running a newspaper, and what he did is he printed up these little tickets that were good for advertising in his newspaper, and he started trading those for the things he needed to keep his newspaper running. And they would float through circulation, and eventually the town viewed his little tickets for advertising as a more stable and reliable currency than the U.S. dollars being issued at the depths of the 1930s depression. And so people will come up with it. During the last depression, a lot of communities came up with their own currency. The American colonies originally had a different currency for each colony. During the Civil War, as the Confederacy collapsed, the individual towns started issuing their own currency. We know from history it can work, and it will get people through this crisis. But above all, we need to remember that the purpose of the public currency is to be a public utility, to serve the public, to serve commerce, to serve the people and the community itself, not be another privatized money-making venture for the money junkies. And that is why when we come... Go ahead.
No, sorry, absolutely, I agree. I mean, debt is the worst way to go. It can't be the centralized controlled debt. Beyond that, there's got to be, I've always felt it's really all about fair trade. What we want is the most fair trade system we can have. All we want to do is trade goods and services freely, right? I mean,
that's exactly right.
Seems to be the objective. So I do agree that there's better alternatives, and maybe there is something to, you know, incorporating energy or something. To me, I've always come back to the gold and silver simply because when we're talking about free trade, there's nothing else that is storable. There's nothing else that has all the properties that's actually a real good. It's got to exist in a tangible way to keep the supply. You know what I mean? But I would also agree with you that the central banks have probably, the people in control have probably amassed most of it to begin with. So it does keep for a completely lopsided.
Yeah. If we trade the Federal Reserve note for a gold or silver backed currency, we're simply trading one form of banker slavery for another. And sure. I'm a big fan of gold and silver as wealth preservation, but I do not support the idea of going back to a gold or silver-backed currency because, again, the supply of silver and gold is so limited. It can be hoarded. It can be manipulated. Remember the Hunt Brothers silver debacle of the 1980s? For a commodity to be the basis of a currency, it has to exist in ample enough supply to guarantee a steady flow of currency to all levels of the economy and society. And gold and silver aren't there.
It's probably got to be more freely traded. There's got to be more of it, whereas it's maybe we're past that point where it could serve as that, you know?
Well, you see, the idea is anybody could put up a windmill on their property or solar cells on their roof, and they could monetize their contribution to the power grid. And so you don't have a single central banking authority creating all the currency in circulation. There would have to be a clearinghouse that would be run by the government, not by private bankers. And, of course, if electricity literally becomes the money, you're going to see an explosion in new technologies for the efficient storage and transmission of power, the efficient generation of power. All of this aborted green technology we've seen come out of the Obama administration was basically payoffs to political cronies. When electricity becomes the money itself, you're going to see tremendous breakthroughs in power generation and power storage and power conveyance, electric cars, all of that stuff is going to get a huge, huge R&D boost.
You might be right. It's very interesting. I appreciate the insight, Michael. I'll leave you with that.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Now, getting back to the money junkies here, there is, bizarrely enough, this is reported over in the British press, where Starbucks managers, the bosses, who are on salaries and are well paid compared to the servers right there at the counter making your latte, they are literally going to court claiming that they should get a share of the money left in the tip jars by customers. This is money junkieism as a new low. These managers are already very well paid. Under the current law, tip money is collected and distributed to the actual service workers. And now the managers are saying, no, we got to get a piece of that. We're already in a country right now where there are some restaurants and service places that will literally deduct the amount of tips from the payroll for the service people to actually take them below minimum wage, saying, well, we don't have to pay you minimum wage. When you add in the tips, you're there. And the tips are considered taxable income. I don't know about you, and I'm not in a position to do this, but if I can, I overtip, because I know those people aren't making a heck of a lot of money. And for the Starbucks managers to do this, where's their humanity? And, of course, I know the answer to that. When you live under a private central bank creating more debt than money to pay that debt, humanity is sacrificed in that lust to get another piece of that paper with ink all over it. Now, over in Greece, they're starting to threaten their population with labor camps for people who cannot pay the ever-escalating taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, we're going to put you in a prison camp and make you make things that we can sell. Thank you, European Central Bank. Up in Canada, kind of an interesting breaking story. Apparently, the Canadian Federal Court has confirmed that Canada's 2011 federal election, which led to the victory of the Harper regime, was in fact fraudulent. And the Harper government is illegitimate. Now, I'm sure their court is going to come up with something like they did during that whole Al Gore Florida debacle, where there is no remedy possible. We just recognize it's wrong, but nothing can be done. But it raises an important question when we look here at the United States of America and the massive vote fraud that has been taking place. If, in fact, the people who are controlling our government did not win their elections honestly, why are we, the American people, obligated to pay all the bills they're running up? Why are we obligated to listen to them? Why are we obligated to send our children to fight in their wars of conquest? I hold that if a government cannot prove beyond a shadow of a doubt the honesty, accuracy, and fairness of the elections by which they claim authority over the people, then the people are neither legally nor morally obligated to obey that government's dictates, to pay its bills, or to sacrifice their children in their wars. The burden of proof is on the government to prove the elections are honest, and they can't do it. They have literally imposed an electronic voting system on the American people that cannot be double-checked. Going to take a break for commercials. We will be right back.
So, yeah. flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as we reported at the very top of the broadcast, Adam Kokesh has now canceled the plan for an armed march into Washington, D.C. on the 4th of July. He was interviewed at HoustonFreeTalk.com last night. They made a video. We've got the video on the front page of WhatReallyHappened.com. And about 6 minutes into the video, they basically say, yeah, the whole thing's called off. Adam is still saying you should go out and march on your state capitals. It doesn't look like he plans to personally lead any of them. And I want to basically tip my hat and issue a thank you to all of the Rivero's Rangers who were out there signing the petition, posting it to other websites, getting out there and saying, we are gun owners and we are Second Amendment supporters. We do not support this march into Washington, D.C. It is a dangerous provocation. Adam Kokesh does not speak or act for us, and we basically pulled the propaganda rug out from under this operation. So it appears to be fizzling here. We know the U.S. government is desperate for somebody to act like they're a violent revolution in this country so they can declare martial law and keep control that way. We know that Obama himself personally is desperate for any kind of a distraction from Triplegate. Apparently, Holder is now accused of perjury before Congress. And even Fast and Furious is starting to come back. So with Benghazi Gate, and that's the one we need to stay focused on, by the way. That's the great secret behind the little scandals. IRS Gate, DOJ Gate, EPA Gate, and now Fast and Furious Gate coming back. It's now Quint Gate. And Obama's out there trying to resell his image and his brand to the American people. He's not getting a lot of traction. He needs something to happen that the corporate media will look at, something bloody and messy and ugly, so they'll stop reporting on all of these scandals that are coming out to engulf Obama and his second administration. Now, getting onto the issue of guns and gun rights, apparently an unseen aspect in terms of American gun ownership are those people who are buying parts for guns and assembling their guns themselves. Apparently, it's a growing phenomenon across the country where they have gun-building parties, where they'll get a parts kit, and they'll get some sheet metal, and they'll share the tools to basically fabricate the few missing pieces. We talked about that reporter for Mother Jones who put together an AR-57 from a parts kit. It's 100% legal to do that. Now, to his credit, he did destroy the weapon in the video that he made of it. But it's a reality there. And apparently more than 10,000 80% complete AR-15 receivers have already been sold to American gun owners. And so that means a lot of people are building these guns. If I had money, I wouldn't mind an AR-15 myself. Or maybe an AK. The AK is considered more robust and durable anyway. But the reality is the American people understand the gun grab is going on. And they're looking for excuses. Now, there is a backlash. Apparently, the Democratic legislators in Colorado are now facing major recall operations, petition drives, to basically say, we want to take these people out of office. So there's a huge backlash going on against all these politicians who signed on to this thing that say, guns are bad, we got to get rid of the guns. What they mean is they want to take them away from you. Those politicians, they all have guns. Some of them have armed bodyguards who have guns that are illegal for you to own. So they're scared. And I know they were going to use this Kokesh march as the centerpiece of another push for the anti-gun agenda. Well, they're not going to get that. What else are they going to come up with? A bunch of new concocted mass shootings across the country? We'll find out after the fact that the shooters were all on these prescription antidepressants, these SSRIs, and a couple more murders that have been ascribed to those things as well. Real insane stuff there. And you need to remember, 10% of the American people are on SSRIs, which means at least 10%, if not more, of our police force and our government are on SSRIs. And that would go a long way to explaining some of the really bad decision-making we're seeing coming out of our government and our police forces. Iowa just had their coldest spring on record. Coldest spring since they began keeping records. And it's another reminder that this whole global warming hoax was exactly that. Apparently, Oxford professor Miles Allen is trying to backpedal. They're trying to find some way they can back off and say, yeah, we were completely wrong, but I was right all along. They're now starting to blame, well, maybe the models that we relied on from these other people are fraudulent. The fingers are starting to point. Very obviously, this global warming situation was a hoax for political... Remember, killer bees, Y2K, all of the stuff that gets put out there. And all of these scientists and institutions and even TV channels who signed on to this in exchange for generous funding, now they're trying to salvage their reputation. And I'd say it's too late. Scientific method is a good guide for figuring out what's going on in the world, but individual scientists are just as corruptible as individual politicians and individual clergy. We're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Fight and Pharaoh, TV and the radio. Tired of the mainstream media lies? Listen to the mic and really open your eyes. Tune in to Fight and Pharaoh, TV and the radio.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And somebody just wrote in, pardon me, in Santa Barbara, some restaurants add a 20% gratuity right on the dinner bill, regardless of the quality of the service, and they're even doing it for takeout. I'm not sure I really have a problem with that. If that money goes to the servers, because they're really not being paid enough for putting up with customers like me. Anyway, interesting story that's coming in the British press. They are now backing off the claim that the hate crime in Woolwich was a beheading. Apparently, the official post-mortem report has come out, and they're saying that this Lee Rigby had multiple stab wounds, but they've dropped the idea that he was beheaded. Remember, we pointed out, in a beheading, there's going to be all kinds of blood around there. Was not visible on the ground. So they're already backpedaling on this whole situation. All righty. Let's see. Now, the other day when Obama was out there making his speech about drone strikes and everything, he made a point of talking about how the Internet has become a source for terror in the United States of America. I think the only people we're really terrorizing are those politicians and corporate media spokeslugs who are suddenly realizing they can't lie with impunity any longer. But this is now the high ground in the war for the minds of America. And we're seeing articles like this one from the internetpost.net. The internet is the vital front line in the war against extremism. And the body of the article is basically going on how the government is now openly mounting major propaganda operations on the internet to try and control perceptions of the American people. We certainly saw that during this whole Kokesh circus. Every time I put up my petition on Facebook, it was immediately jumped on by the same people that were following me around screaming, "You're a coward, you're an anti-Semite," and the rest of it. And ultimately, they did get shouted down. We know there has been a covert propaganda operation on the internet for years now, whether it's Israel's megaphone or this special software the government bought that allows one propagandist to pose behind 20, 30 manufactured phony IDs. Just now they're going open about it and saying, yes, we have to get on the net and push our agenda against those gosh darn truthers there. Now, interestingly enough, Dick Durbin is out there asking the question, are bloggers and tweeters entitled to constitutional protection? And the answer is yes, they are. Because the Constitution and the Bill of Rights were not written to be technology specific. And many new technologies have come along that are simply presumed to be included in the Bill of Rights, like the telephone and the telegraph. And anybody who's saying otherwise is simply trying to evade the constitutional limits on their power and authority. And Durbin's asking the question, are these people really journalists deserving of First Amendment protections normally accorded to the corporate media? And the answer would be yes. Now, the corporate media has another view. And when I read this story, the first thing that popped into my mind was this line from the movie Contagion, which is very well produced, about a pandemic. But it goes out of its way to demonize bloggers. In fact, a blogger is one of the main villains of this movie, which basically says, yes, allow the government to handle it, allow the CDC and the rest, they all take care of you. So it's a bit of a propaganda piece. But Elliot Gould plays this scientist, Dr. Sussman, and he's talking to our villain who's the blogger, and he says, blogging isn't writing, it's graffiti with punctuation. And so I understand the corporate media likes to diss bloggers, because blogs, you need to remember, blogs like WhatReallyHappened.com only exist because the corporate media doesn't really do a good job of reporting what people need to know. They only feed us what their corporate owners and the government want us to think. If the corporate media were really reporting the truth and the facts, I'd quit all of this, spend the rest of my life being Claire's roadie for her music here. But because people inevitably want to know the truth, they're going to leave the glitzy, well-produced corporate media, and they're going to go to the blogs to find what they need to know. And as a result, our audience now rivals that of the corporate media. Rasmussen poll a few weeks ago, the majority, slim majority, but a majority of American people are now getting their political news from online blogs, independent media like Republic Broadcasting. And so the measure of whether one is a journalist is not measured by huge corporate paychecks and lush production facilities. It's measured by whether you're doing the job or not. And we are doing that job. And so, yes, we blogs are deserving of the same constitutional legal protections as the television networks and the major newspapers. I know there's a counter argument right now from Obama's speech. It is clear that they're viewing the uncontrolled independent media, the uncontrolled internet, as a major threat to their power, because they can no longer lie with impunity. And they long for the glory days of the Cold War, when media was strictly one way, from government to corporate media to consumers in the home on their newspapers, radio, and TV. And those in possession of contradictory information had no voice at all. And they could lie us into Vietnam. They could lie us into Korea. They could lie us into whatever. With impunity. They can't do that anymore, and they're finally realizing that. And so now the independent media, we're the enemy, because we won't let them lie to the American people. And you're right, we won't. That's why we're here. Interesting little comment from Google Chief Eric Schmidt. He was speaking at the Telegraph Hay Festival. And he said, young people, and I guess this applies to everybody, you ought to be careful what you put out on Facebook. because it will follow you through the rest of your life. It will follow you. And that's true for pretty much everybody. I really think there should be expiration dates on everything posted to a social media site. So you put up an embarrassing picture of yourself dancing naked at the office party, and a year from now it's gone, and you can forget about it. But it is a reality you need to think about. Now, this last week, we've been seeing all kinds of booga-booga about Chinese hackers stealing the secrets to America's latest weapons. Which, why would the Chinese do that? They see how bad the F-22 is. They see how bad the F-35 is. And again, cyber criminals will use long chains of compromised computers to conceal their true origins. And all that can really be said is the last computer in that compromised chain is in China. But I think the United States is still seriously looking at needing to go to war against China, because a lot of other nations are looking at that gold yuan as far more reliable and stable than the U.S. dollar. China and other countries are starting to trade currencies directly without going through the dollar. They're already doing it with Australia. They're talking to New Zealand about it. This war to assure the dominance of the dollar can't succeed unless every nation on earth is brought into it. So we're seeing this propaganda run up against China right now. People in the industry are trying to, people in the media industry right now are trying to get Congress to pass laws to allow them to employ hacking methods to fight cyber crimes. In other words, they want to basically load up your CDs, your DVDs, your Blu-ray with software that will go into your computer and mess around with it if they think you're stealing content. Now, this has been tried once before, and it didn't work out very well. In fact, there was a time right now when any DVD coming from Disney simply wouldn't play on your DVD player in your computer, even though it was a legally purchased, legally owned copy. But now these companies want permission to hack the hackers, and they're going to turn our computers and the internet into a battleground between themselves and the pirates. And yes, piracy is wrong, and yes, piracy is a small problem, but it's not the major reason for the decline in profits, rather. It's their programming choices. They're trying to put out more of the same that sold before, and once you've seen it or heard it before, you're not going to buy it again. And it's all politically correct propaganda that serves various interests, and we've seen it all before. You know, we've seen way too many movies about the Nazis. We've seen way too many movies about Arab terrorists. We're tired of it. There's nothing fresh and new out there. They're making yet another Superman movie. We know the story. We know how it ends. By the way, a little reminder, and this is a story that came out of 12160.info. The FBI owns and operates many of the child porn websites used to sucker people in for arrests. That is not crime prevention. That's entrapment for the sake of headlines. Remember, we were reporting on yesterday where the FBI owns and operates one of the DOS for hire websites. So this is how the government operates. They're going to go out and create a crisis, whether it's hacking or child porn or whatever. Then they swoop in, stage an arrest. They get to look good. But they can't deal with the real crime. They still can't stop all those Viagra ads and porn ads pouring into your email box. But they got to look useful. They got to justify their huge budgets. And so they go out and they entrap people. All of these so-called terror plots that were foiled over the last few years always turn out to be some FBI informant. Sets it all up. Talks some losers into going along. Gives them money and equipment and say, here, I need you to help me do this. And the informant steps back. FBI comes in. They've got an arrest that generates headlines. 6 months later, the court throws it out as an obvious case of entrapment. And you're still doing that. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Monsanto. As you're probably already aware, over this last weekend, huge marches all around the globe, millions of people protesting GMO foods. Did not get more than token coverage in the corporate media, got a lot of coverage in the independent media, of course. We have all these countries whose governments have been subverted by Monsanto money, and the people in those countries are standing up and saying, no, this stuff is dangerous. It is proven harmful. And the fact that you're making money off of it and using that money to buy our government doesn't make it right to do. Now, over in Hungary, they have started burning the fields where GM corn was being grown. They want to eradicate not just the crops, they need to destroy the pollen. They recognize it's dangerous over there. Now, a little bit of good news. A lot of people have been talking about this new GMO salmon that grows much larger, much faster, and produces more saleable product. Already come out that the flesh from this GMO salmon is much higher in fats. That's how they get it to grow bigger. It's generating more fat. Actually has less of the healthy component people like to eat salmon for. We're starting to see stores like Target, Giant Eagle, Major, and HEB are saying they will not carry or sell genetically engineered salmon in their stores. We have other stores, Trader Joe's, Aldi, Whole Foods, Marsh, and Hy-Vee are also saying the same thing. This stuff is dangerous. New warning, even though these GMO salmon are farm-raised, environmentalists are very concerned about what happens if some of these salmon get out of the pens and they start interbreeding with the natural salmon. You could see the genetic contamination very quickly spread through the natural variety. And I'm sure the owners of the genes in the GMO-altered salmon are going to start saying, we have to sue Mother Nature because she's using our genes without our permission here. Now, referring back to the story where Iowa just went through its coldest spring on record. Coldest spring on record. Okay. Meteorologist Joe Bastardi, and he's a well-respected meteorologist. His forecasts tend to be highly accurate because he doesn't go along with the orthodoxy consensus view of what causes weather and climate. And he's out there saying, blaming the turbulent weather on global warming is extreme nonsense, especially because we know global warming doesn't really exist. And as I've stated many, many times before, heavy weather is not caused just by heat. It is caused by a temperature differential. And you can get major storms by cooling the upper atmosphere just as much as by warming the Earth's surface. And Joe Bastardi is responding to that member of Congress who stood up and literally said that the people in Oklahoma shouldn't get any disaster aid because they don't believe in global warming. And that's provoked a huge, huge outcry on that issue. And I understand that member of Congress sort of issued a half-hearted apology that he was being unnecessarily cruel. And he was. And again, when we start talking about the blueprint for the new America, I don't think we should allow any politicians to make decisions regarding science policy or engineering policy or whatever without actually being educated in that area, in that field. Not just sit there and accept the reports handed in by various lobbyists and say, oh yeah, this makes sense, I can sell this. Another milestone in the scientific decline of this nation, NASA has now put one of the two space shuttle launch pads in Florida up for lease for privatization of space. And yes, it's good that it's not going to go to waste, but it's a reminder that our nation's space program, which was such a source of pride during the 1960s, is just a shell of its former self. And it, too, has been caught up in the scandal of global warming. NASA was very much in lockstep with, you know, global warming this and global warming that. And they were putting up satellites that were proving the world was getting warmer. Then we find out that the satellite was malfunctioning and nobody caught it. Yada, 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 yada. Interesting little story, and this gets back to the right to keep and bear arms. This was reported over at Refreshing News 99, where apparently in Josephine County, Oregon, a woman was being attacked by an ex-boyfriend, called 911, was told there were no police officers available, suggested she tell the attacker to go away. And, of course, the woman wound up being raped. So, anyway, apparently the Pope has changed his mind. Remember Pope Francis last week was saying that atheists can still be redeemed through good works and they could still go to heaven. Well, apparently somebody got to his ear and said, you realize that's going to just cut into our collection plates, and we need money to make bail for the Archbishop. And so now the Vatican has come out with a clarification saying that, no, the only way to heaven is through their toll gate. And we atheists, well, you know, the dark regions don't want me. They're afraid I'll take over. And now the Pope is saying I can't get into heaven, so I guess I'm going to go to limbo. Limbo and floating around for nothing. I'm not really going anywhere when I die. When I die, I'm donating my body to science because medical students can always use a good laugh. By the way, apparently there's a huge consolidation in the funeral industry in the United States that is going to result in higher prices for funeral services. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men
who leave. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And a couple of stories we're looking at as they're developing. Bill Gross is over there saying that Bernanke has lost control over the economy. I don't think he ever really had it. our economy, because of that Ponzi scheme debt pyramid coming out of the Federal Reserve, they can't control it. They can't change course. Just like this scam where Wall Street financial institutions are buying huge blocks of stock to keep the price up, and now they own so much stock they can't let the price go down. They have lost control of it. All they can do now is try and ride it and loot it for as much as possible before the crash comes. But there is a crash coming. And it is going to make the 1930s look like a minor parking ticket in comparison, I think. I think the whole thing's going to come down. Ron Paul is out there saying he's waiting for the Federal Reserve to self-destruct, and he's absolutely right about that. More articles coming out. It's time to fire Eric Holder, and I'm sure Obama is looking at that as saving his own gluteus maximus the way Richard Nixon did with his attorney general. But it's not going to work. I can't understand how Obama can be replaying Nixon's response to the scandals and not understand it's going to end exactly the same way, unless he gets a big, spectacular distraction. And that's what we have to be watching out for. Right now, Obama desperately needs to save himself and save his historical legacy. He needs either to get the wars going, or he needs some kind of a dramatic event inside the United States to take the media focus away, to push the anti-gun agenda. And as I said twice in the show before, Kokesh has now canceled his armed march into Washington, D.C. Do we think that the plotters behind these kinds of things are just going to quit and say, all right, we lost that when it's all over? I don't think so. They're going to be going on to Plan B, then Plan C, then Plan D. And so we must remain vigilant and understand the government loves to play dirty. They think it's their right to lie, cheat, steal, and kill the American public to get whatever it is they want. And they think it makes them superior human beings, and it doesn't. It just makes them human beings willing to lie, cheat, steal, and kill. And that's all it really is here. Let's see. Another SSRI-linked murder. Teen victim tried to fix alleged killer down in... this was reported on NBC where this girl was going with a guy who was on antidepressants, and he just wound up killing her. 15-year-old killed his two younger brothers by stabbing. Again, seems to be linked to SSRIs. There is absolutely no doubt that these medications are causing these acts of violence and suicide. But as long as they make money, and as long as members of Congress are willing to take campaign donations from the corporations that make money off of these drugs, they will be sold to you. The days when the government was actually trying to keep you safe from the abuses of corporations are long, long gone. There's the music. It's time for me to get out of here. I got another interview I got to go do on another station. We'll be back here tomorrow on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay skeptical, stay angry, stay calm. Support Republic Broadcasting and Aloha America.